This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Wall Street has set its sights on baby boomers. Banks and financial advisors are eager to have them as clients to get a slice of the trillions they've saved up for retirement. And to be fair, many boomers could use advice. They're facing the most challenging retirement landscape in history, one that's complicated by longer lifespans and the slow disappearance of pensions. All this has led to a new field. It's called financial gerontology. Here's Marketplace's Mark Garrison.
How are you supposed to know what you're supposed to do?
Sandy and Jim DeBetancourt are going through their finances around their dining room table in Skokie, Illinois. It's not a simple picture. Just like for most Americans, it's more of a puzzle made up of piles of paper and scrolling screens of online text and graphs. It's a lot more complicated than what their parents had to deal with.
My dad never had to do this.
Sandy's 58 and teaches second grade, which means she expects a pension. But she also understands that pensions are not such a sure bet these days.
I started kind of worrying about whether I was going to have enough money.
Jim is 62, a tech consultant and teacher. His resume is typical. He worked at several places, which means several different retirement accounts.
I have a separate 403B fund.
Lately, they've sought professionals to help sort this out and plan ahead.
So it's partially become way too complicated to really understand what's going on, and it's very hard to figure out who you should trust.
I can't find an email from
You'd expect their bank might have tried to earn that trust and win that business, but it didn't happen that way.
Up until about 5 or 6 years ago, we did not really hear from anybody at all.
These days, they get pitched all the time. They get all sorts of flyers in the mail and see endless ads on their favorite shows and websites from big financial firms.
Now I feel like they're marketing towards me.
They certainly are. We can get a peek at just how hard Wall Street is gunning for older Americans inside a corner meeting room in a tower high above Midtown Manhattan.
If you could, just tell me, you know, what you found, what you pulled out of that was so important.
A lot of people who are approaching retirement, the traditional retirement age.
Bank executive Cindy Hutchins is talking strategy with Jeff James, a longtime financial advisor with many older clients. She's got quite a title.
I am the Director of Financial Gerontology for Bank of America Merrill Lynch.
Director of Financial Gerontology. That's a brand new position, previously unheard of at big financial firms. Its mere existence demonstrates how seriously the company takes the older demographic. Other banks and advisories are getting in the game, too, because a lot of money is up for grabs.
It's $22 trillion that will be money in motion over the next several years with these clients that are retiring.
That's $22 trillion with a T. Financial advisors profit based on how much money they manage, typically around 1%. So Wall Street is looking at a $220 billion haul.
It's not a small opportunity. It's a huge market that we're looking at.
Wall Street's racing to figure out what today's older Americans need and how to win their business. The aggressive push worries those who look out for retirees.
Weeding out who's giving them good advice and who's trying to take their money away from them is a real challenge right now.
AARP Executive Vice President Deborah Whitman worries about companies gunning for retirees, often with a confusing array of options. One false move in financial planning can ripple for decades.
Reverse mortgages or long-term care insurance, annuities, each one is a pretty complicated financial instrument and it's a pretty complicated decision. And they're not right for everybody. So understanding what each person needs really takes a lot of advice and help.
Whitman says older Americans and their families really need to do their homework before choosing an advisor.
And then we have to decide whether...
Back at the DeBetancourt dining room in Illinois and in millions of other American homes, this isn't about bank profits or a marketing opportunity or some interesting demographic trend. It's their life, and it's a little scary.
It is our money. It's going to make a huge difference come down the road if we don't make those good decisions. It's going to affect everybody in the long run, not just the people who say, oh, well, yeah, I'm sorry it was a bad product. We made lots of money. I'm sorry you didn't.
You or someone you love is living this high-stakes financial gerontology experiment right now, the very thing Wall Street wants in on. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.